Bibles tonight to Joshua chapter number 3. Begin reading verse number 17. Joshua chapter number 3, verse 17. Joshua chapter number 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan." Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to assemble ourselves, to sing the song of Zion, to read your precious word. Lord, have your will, have your way, and we'll thank you for all you accomplished tonight. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, our pastor, he preached on the life of Jacob, and he took some scripture out of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, and for time's sake, you don't have to turn, but I'll just read a few of those verses. And he preached on that thought of Jacob's life, and in everything in our life, there's a time and season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." We see in Joshua chapter number 1, the children of God, the children of Israel, were faced with a time to cross over Jordan. God had been leading and guiding them for 40 years in the wilderness atop of the world, yet God was still providing and protecting and caring for and embracing them and forgiving them of their faults and their failures. But we see here in Joshua chapter 3, they were camped out, they were lodged on this side of Jordan, and God was saying it's a time to cross over Jordan. I want to preach on the thought tonight, now is the time. Now is the time. We read here in chapter 3, verse 17, that these priests were bearing the ark of God, and they stood in the midst of Jordan on dry ground, and all the children of Israel, perhaps 2 to 3 million men and women and children of God, passed over on dry ground. If you notice in chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over." We see they were camped out, the words lodged. They were in a dwelling place on the side of Jordan, and God was wanting it a time to be new to them, something that was going to encourage them and challenge them, and they would face things they've never faced before crossing the Jordan River, enemies and giants, but yet they were going to see great victories in the move of God. He's saying now is the time. They were camped out. They were lodged on this side of Jordan, and God was still, even though he was wanting to bring them to a new time, he was protecting and providing and sheltering and giving and loving, but yet he had something more in store for them. I think tonight God's telling us, now is the time. Now is the time that you and I can cross over to Jordan. And I want to say God's been good to this church, and he's been good to me and my family, and no doubt he's been good to you, and we've seen him heal and provide and protect and perform miracles in each family, and we all can stand and rejoice to those miracles. But I believe he's saying now is the time. He's wanting to for us to cross over into a place that we can get to, that we can see more miracles and victories in the house of God. We see there's a place lodged. They're lodged at this place on the opposite side of Jordan, and God's saying, now is the time. You see, there was only a few that can get to this place. There was only a few that could get to a place where God wanted them to be, where He abides and where He is blessing and where His presence is. That's the ark. That's the theme. That's the picture of the presence and the power of God. And they were to follow this ark to cross this River Jordan. You know, when we come to the house of God, what a blessing it is to know that God is in His house. Our pastor preached on it this morning, Bethel, the house of God. Every time I come into those doors, I have an expectation that what is God going to do in our midst tonight? But we can see God was going to perform some things in their lives that He's never done before if they would only take advantage of the time. He wants us to cross this Jordan, where our fellowship and where our walk, where our worship, where our praise, our communion can be as it's never been before. It was a place lodged, I see in our text. But also, number two, I see there was some promises of the Lord God. Notice in chapter 3, verse number 7. Chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." He was saying, I'm with Moses. I guided Moses. I performed many miracles in Moses' life and through his ministry. But as I was with Moses, as I was with Joshua, Fletcher, he's going to be with you and I. We have some promises from the Word of God. When Moses was just a three-month-old baby, as he was sailing down that Nile River in a small ark of bulrushes, we find that God was protecting and guiding Moses. For 120 years, he guided and he went before Moses. Now he's telling Joshua and the people, I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And we have that same promise tonight that he will be with you and I. We can know tonight and trust the promises of God. He's never left us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He says in His Word, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. We can trust the promises and the blessings of God tonight. And I just want to say and go on record, I thank Him for His promises and I thank Him for His blessings. I woke up this morning and got out of bed. He's poured out His blessings on me. I went to the kitchen for my daily bread. He's poured out His blessings on me. I opened the windows to breathe in the morning. He's pouring out His blessings on me. I heard the birds sing hymns on the lawn. He's pouring out His blessings on me. I went to get in the old Chevrolet. He's pouring out His blessings on me. And down at the job, there's another payday. He's poured out His blessings on me. He's pouring out His blessings over and over, and I don't deserve Him. I thank God that we have the promises and the blessings of God, that He's been with our pastor. He's been with the men of God prior. He's been with this church so many years. He'll still be with you and I tonight. He's pouring out His blessings on you and I. They were lodged at a place. They were trusting in the promises of the Lord. But I see also these priests, they had faith to listen to Joshua. Verse number 6, the Bible says, "And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people." They took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Joshua speaks to these people, these priests, these people that were appointed by God, that were special to God. And we know that the Old Testament word for Joshua is Jesus. We find that word Joshua, Hebrew, means to rescue. It means to deliver. It's the Old Testament name for Jesus. And just as Joshua is speaking to these priests, we have a Lord Jesus Christ in heaven that's speaking to us. And we can have faith and listen to his speaking. You see, these priests, they were to give offerings. These priests were to receive offerings to the people and of the people. They were to offer sacrifices. They were chosen of God for specific purposes to carry out the work of God. You and I tonight, We're special to the Lord. He died for us. He gave his life for us. And he's saying, if you'll only listen, you'll only have faith to listen to what I'm saying to you. Joshua speaks to these people to carry out the work of God. He's speaking to us. Notice in verse 6, it says to take up the Ark of the Covenant. Represents the presence of God. We see here they were to carry the presence. They were to uplift the presence. They were to move the presence of God, this special work. You know, that's what we do when we come to the house of God. When we feel the presence of God, we're just supposed to take up the presence. Sister Brenda Bright saying, this morning I want to thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Now, sit there on the front row and seeing Brother Josh, all he did is stand and raise his hands. You see, he was taking up the presence of God. He was listening to the Lord, and just to stand and lift your hands and thank me for all that I've done for you. It's the promises of the Lord. It's this place that God wants them to lodge at. I see these, they were the faithful to listen to God's. But notice in our text, the direction of God. He gives us a specific, a divine direction. After 3 days of waiting, after 3 days of being camped out on one side of Jordan, Joshua tells the priest to take up the Ark of God, and they begin to move. Notice in our text, the Bible says in verse number 6, and Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark and went before the people. And Moses said unto Joshua, this day will I magnify thee in the sight of Israel, and all that may know that I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord our God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that ye will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. And therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of the Lord and the Lord, all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above. And ye shall stand upon the heap. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as they that bear the Ark were come to Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for the Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of the harvest, at that the waters which came down from above stood and arose upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came downward east toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. They were to keep a space of 200 cubits between them and the Ark of God. A half of a mile. The Ark of God, it represents his presence moving. God saying, now is the time to cross this Jordan River and keep a distance of 200 cubits. And as if it goes ahead of you, you follow. If it turns or if it stops, you follow. You see, God not only wanted Joshua to follow, he not only wanted the priest to bear up and pick up the Ark, but he wanted all the congregation to follow his movement. That's what he wants from you and I tonight. Just be obedient. As he listened to do what he says to do, and just have faith in the direction and the path of God. They're going to follow God. There was a divine direction. There was only one way, and that was God's way. The way of God. You won't find any in this text, in our story tonight, that we're going to go a different route. You know, if we want to go God's way, there's only one way, That's through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Through worship, through praise, through prayer, through fasting, through putting Him first, that's the only way in following God's direction. I don't see easy believism. I don't see modern worship. I don't see those alternative ways to follow God across the Jordan River. I don't see any saying, Joshua, there has to be another way. I don't see any saying, Joshua, there has to be another route. There has to be another Bible. There has to be another belief. There has to be another path. I don't see them saying that people's changed or God has changed or culture has changed. But my Bible says that in Malachi, for I am the Lord and I change not. You see, this same God that was leading them across these deep, chilly waters of Jordan is the same God that's leaving us. He's an immutable God. He's an unchangeable God. He's a changeless God. He's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's only one way to heaven. One way through these deep waters. That's the God's divine direction. We see here they were leaving their old ways. A place where God was providing, a place where God had protected, a place where God had poured out His blessings, but He wanted to take them to a better place, crossing the overflowed banks of Jordan. I noticed in our text, this wasn't a small creek, and it wasn't just a small stream or a narrow river. I was talking to Brother Bright just a few days ago. We were discussing the harvest time as that Jordan River would flow and how it would flood the plains and flood the area. It was a place of swollen, rushing waters out of the banks. Could you imagine 2 to 3 million people trying to cross a flooded river? Divine direction. I see number two, a declaration of God. Notice in verse 5, the Bible says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. That's all He wants from you and I tonight, is to sanctify ourselves, to set ourselves apart for His honor and for His glory, to dedicate ourselves. He said, because tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I believe if we sanctify ourselves, and if we set ourselves apart, He'll do wonders among our lives, our families, our church. He's been so good to us. He's blessed us. He's healed. I can see on each family and each pew where God has moved and helped. But He still wants to do many wonders among us. If we only listen to His divine direction. If we only dedicate ourselves to Him. I see here that He says, sanctify yourselves. Can you imagine for 40 years being in the wilderness, following God and believing that one God is going to get them to that promised land of that flows with milk and honey. But for 40 years, they wandered. Now He's saying, sanctify yourselves. I put my notes, Pastor. The reason I don't think that they went prior is because they didn't have a desire. The greatest message ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord and Savior stood up and He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. These 2 million, 3 million Jews would have hungered and thirst after a thrice holy God. I believe He'd have had them cross many years earlier. This word hunger, it means to be needy, to crave or to want. I believe many of us tonight, through our church, or our families, our children, don't cross when God says to move. It's because we're not hungry and thirsty after Him. How hungry are we? Do we have a dedicated determination to follow God? God's direction, God's dedication. I see, how about the dependence on God? Look at verse number 8. The Bible says, and thou shalt command the priest that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Moses had been leading them for many, many years. They knew God had worked in Moses' life. God had provided water out of the rock. He provided food miraculously, protection from the enemies. And now He's saying, as you cross Jordan just go and stand in the brink of the river. You know they heard stories of Moses crossing the Red Sea. They knew the stories of their parents and their grandparents of how those waters parted and Moses crossed the Red Sea. But now it was their time. It was their time to see a miracle. It was their time to witness something miraculous. It's our time. The time is now. The time is here. He says, when you are come to the brink of the waters Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. God's telling Joshua and those priests carrying the ark, you're going to have to go to the water. You're going to have to get your feet wet. You're going to have to trust me. That water's going to be high. That water's going to be raging. That water's going to be out of the banks. But just look to me in all that you do. We find here that Joshua goes and these priests go and they get in and they stand still in the Jordan. I see their faith. I see they're going to have this faith. And our faith, it may look scary, the things we're going to have to face and our families and our nation and the elections that are coming up. We're just going to have to keep focused on our the author and the finish of our faith, Jesus Christ. Joshua had faith that God was able to help them cross the River Jordan. He's able to help us tonight. Hebrews 7:24, but this man, because he continues forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is also able to save them to uttermost that come to God, seeing he liveth forever, making intercession for them. We have an able God tonight. Notice in verse number 9, the Bible says, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord our God. So how are they going to have this faith? He says, come hither and hear the words of the Lord our God. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're going to have to develop a dependence on our God through his precious word. Joshua was leading. His congregation was following. They were trusting Jesus. They heard his word. They were following his word. Yet they were going to face many challenges. Verse number 10, the Bible says, and Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and without fail he, and that he without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. We see all these enemies, all these wicked people, descendants that were wicked people were going to face, and they were going to face these challenges that Joshua was going to have to come to. But lastly, in closing, we see the direction that God gave and the declaration that God gives and the dependence that God wants us to have. I see, lastly, this dedication to God. Verse number 17 in our text, the Bible says, and the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. In our text, in verse 17, it says the priest that bare the ark. Just a few minutes ago, I looked up that Hebrew word bear, and it's the Hebrew word NASA, N-A-S-A. You know, we have a space program called NASA. You say, well, preacher, what does that word have to do with what we're speaking about tonight? He's saying those priests had to bear. They had to NASA. The word NASA is to lift up. It's to carry up. It's to exalt upward. Before these children of God could pass over the River Jordan, there had to be some among the congregation that was willing to lift up the presence of God. There had to be some that was willing to humble themselves and bring themselves low and pick up the cause of Christ. That's my message tonight. The time is now. But who among us will NASA? Who among us will lift up the cause of Christ to bear the ark, to praise and worship him, and to do and dedicate the direction and have a dependence on God like we've never had before? I prefaced this message earlier. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Our pastor read it this morning. I read it a few minutes ago. a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and now I believe there's a time to build up, a time to pick up, a time to exalt, to support, to aid, and to uplift the cause of Christ. Let us stand tonight. Misty, Jason, Natalie, if you have a song that you want to come and sing or just play something on the instruments. Father, we want to thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name. Lord, I believe the time is now. You're telling us that you want to take our church, our families, individuals to a place that we've never been before. But Lord, we just have to get to the place where we're willing to listen, to follow your direction, to uplift the things of God. Lord, I want to say I'm a candidate for that tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. Lord, I pray that you would guide us. And Lord, just as you gave that promises to Moses that and Joshua that you would be with us, that you would never leave us or never fail us, let us look to you and have faith on that, Lord. We bless you and we love you. Father, let us lift up the name of Christ. Let us do that, what you'd have us to do, and we'll thank you for it. We'll love you for it. We'll bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whatever your need is tonight, maybe you want to come and tell the Lord that you're a candidate to be the one that uplifts the cause of Christ.